99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Every week, we always open this portion of the show up to you. You send us a message. We try to help you out. It's called free therapy. And Ashley's on the phone. We'll get to that.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay, so, hey, thanks for letting us call you on this. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah. So weird. The other day, I don't know, it's been bothering me, but so I worked the third shift, and I've been going into work during quarantine.
Okay.
And my boyfriend, he works remotely from our apartment.
Okay.
And I come home around 9 and I jump in the shower like I usually do.
Sure.
And when I get out, the mirror is all fogged up and I notice that there is a note on it.
A note on the mirror?
Yeah. It says, thinking of you with a little winky face.
Like, what do you mean a note? Like taped to the mirror or?
No, like written with a finger. But it's like.
Oh, that you saw it in the steam?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it said what again?
It said thinking of you and then like a little winky face.
So do you think your boyfriend wrote that for you?
No, definitely not. I asked him. I mean, it looked like a woman's handwriting. It was not his.
Oh.
And so I asked him about it though, and he was really confused and he thinks that it's a ghost. And I mean, our place has, like, it's kind of haunted. Like, there have been a lot of spooky occurrences. So, I'm thinking maybe it is a ghost?
Okay, so you think...
So, we got one of two options here. So, we've got either he's got a lady friend that visits when you're at work, or there's a ghost who might have the hots for your boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could be either of us.
Well, I was going to say, thinking of you, that's a weird...
it's spooky, right? That's a spooky message.
It is spooky.
That is spooky. I guess that could
be... something a ghost would write.
That's something... Wow. Okay.
Have you checked into the history of your place?
Yeah, only sort of. We've gotten some vague answers.
Is that the only message that's ever appeared in the mirror? Like,
yeah, I've never gotten any other messages, but like things will disappear or like jump off of the table with no explanation.
Wow.
Spooky things.
Why are you still living there? I would be out if I saw something jump off the table.
Ashley, first of all, we've got a lot of people texting us right now. 502-571-9970. I think you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend.
You're not buying into the ghost story, are you?
I think that there needs to be another conversation. But but we have a bunch of people texting us, and they've got suggestions on how.
So interesting.
You can proceed, but that is weird though, like. When you get out of the shower and you see that, like, a message kind of appears
in the steam.
In the steam.
That's
on the,
weird, right?
That it's is, weird.
That
it's
is
weird.
Weird. That is weird. Especially, and you're sure you didn't do it and you're sure it's not your boyfriend.
She would know if she did it.
Okay.
Unless I was, like, sleepwalking or something.
Okay, I get it. I get it. All right. Well, Ashley, thank you again for allowing us to contact you on that.
Yeah, thank you.
And like I said, a lot of people are texting and you know.
Gosh, I hope we get some smart people to chime in and help you out.
Me too.
By the way, Ashley sent us a text message and said, well, set up security cameras. You'll either catch Casper or Cindy. Okay, sure.
We've named her Cindy. Samantha, though, is like, girl, this isn't a ghost. You need some hidden cameras to find your man's girlfriend. Ooh. A message written in the steam will keep reappearing until the mirror is washed. Oh, wow.
Hey, okay. 502-571-9970.
I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think.
It's free therapy on 99.7 DJX.
It's the case of the message in the mirror.
Now, she approached her boyfriend, as she should, because...
Hey, what's up? Looked like a girl's handwriting.
Right. He's like, must be a ghost. She's like, huh,
our place don't have a special friend.
Is haunted. Maybe it is a ghost. Text from Brittany. I'm sorry. A ghost isn't putting a winky face on your mirror.
Gina says, so ghosts use emojis now? She can't actually buy that story.
Lisa texts, I just broke up with my boyfriend, so I might be a little cynical, but the guy is likely cheating. Just go into work late one morning, park somewhere you can see the house, and catch the scumbag. Ooh, problem solved.
Wow. Rachel rolls in. Third option, stalker who's broken into your home.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
That's terrifying.
That's aggressive.
On Facebook, got a note from Kim that said, I'd write a reply. See what happens.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
LOL, if it's not either of their handwriting, then I'd give them a clue like that and see what happens.
Okay. And I also like the idea of setting up a camera in the bathroom.
Joyce, unless he has girly handwriting, he's cheating. And she, the side chick, wanted her to find it.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the most likely outcome.
I mean, I feel like that's only stuff that happens in movies, right? Where the side chick or the other girl kind of leaves hints and clues so that the guy does get busted.
Well, if she wants to end up with the guy, she's got to get rid of the girlfriend. That'd be one way to do it. So
Tiffany just writes, well, a ghost sure isn't going to write it. This was my point. And this was my point I was trying to make with Ashley. I think you need to have another conversation with your boyfriend.
Right.
I think there needs to be another conversation with the boyfriend.
But I like all the ideas with the camera and all the things. And write a message back.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm thinking of you too. LOLs.
Thinking of you too.
Kissy face, maybe.
So there you go. Free therapy. If you want to continue commenting, you can.
Did we help? I don't think we helped.
I think we did in the sense that, Ashley, you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend again.
Okay, so we're on team. He's cheating. Overall, maybe.
Are you not?
Well, yeah, probably. Although I want to believe
are you
the
on
ghost
team
thing.
Ghost?
Listen, we glazed over the fact that she said things are jumping off of her table by themselves.
Okay.
Can we back up to that?
Okay,
why is she still living there?
She did say, okay, whoa. Are you not putting two and two together?
I'm just saying.
If she's saying that things are jumping off the... Couldn't it be the, like, is she saying that, she's coming into a room and stuff that has been on the counter is now on the floor?
She said she
watched it. Could that be the other woman, too?
No, she said she watched it.
Oh, maybe I missed that part.
You did miss that part.
Okay.
That's why I'm so dumbfounded that nobody is, talking about that. Here's the thing. Maybe they need to move and then see if the messages show up.
Derek rolls in. It's hard to tell what kind of handwriting is in Steam. He probably did it to prank her, making her think it was a ghost. Yeah,
okay.
Derek.
Now, again,
yeah,
another that's reason what was... to have a conversation with the boyfriend.
Yeah, now, well, why wouldn't he have said it then? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Again, I don't know if we help. But I'm on team let's move. Because if that place is haunted, no, let's not live there. Let's not live there. I'm out. I'm not watching things like jump off a table. Nope.
Okay.
Nobody, nope, nope.
Okay.
Certainly not taking a shower there again.
So that's free therapy.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX.